Reggie, excellent result today. Played well, certainly second half. Make of it overall?
Yeah, good result. I was a little bit, I wouldn't say disappointed, but frustrated with our first half performance. I thought it lacked some hunger, some desire, lacked any sort of tempo. And, you know, it had a real end of season feel to it. You know, it was just a very average performance. And, you know, that's happened a few times of late. And at half-time, you know, we made the decision to try and get into them a little bit. We said we wanted the tempo to be raised. We wanted, you know, everyone just to sharpen things up. You know, we said that they should have bundles of energy left for the second 45 minutes because they didn't put too much into the first half. And I thought we got that second half. I thought we were a lot more aggressive. I thought we got on the front foot and looked to engage and work them a little bit harder when they're in possession. And I thought our tempo was much better when we had the ball. And, you know, although... You know, the second goal, I think, has to go down as a goalkeeping error. I thought we were the far better side and looked like the only team really that was going to win it. But, you know, thanks to Tim Treves at 1-0 with a fantastic save from Niedo, the game could have gone either way. And
you know, not a bad substitution on your part, though, was it, mate?
Yeah, we were lining it up. You know, we just felt that their central midfield player, the lad who just played in front of the back four, was getting a little bit too much time on the ball, and you know, the front two couldn't really affect the back line and affect him as well. So we decided we wanted to get Clark in there, so it was only natural to get Chev on. And you know, it just happened, he was probably on the pitch about 10 seconds when it first
not much more than that,
but great link from Josh Dawkin and a great overlap from Jordan and lovely cross, and it was a good goal, you know. And even the second goal, I thought was some real good football, and Dawk's done exceptionally well to get inside and, you know, work the goalkeeper. And you know, sometimes if you get it on target, those things happen,
yeah,
don't they?
So they do.
No, I'm really pleased. You know, we set the players 7 points. We're now back on a point of game four. We're looking for another four from the next four games. But I think we can take a lot of positives from second half performance. And you know, we'll look to kick on again this week in training, and then prepare the best we can for what's going to be a difficult game at the weekend against Weymouth.
Yep, 3G pitch here today, though, mate. What did you make of that? A little bit different from St Ives.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely surface to play on. You know, at times it's a little bit slow. You know, I think probably it'd play better if it's a little bit wetter, but on our absolute horrendous pitch, Nigel, I'd take that all day long, obviously. So, you know, we train on a 3G. It's not unusual. I think going back a couple of years, it was always an advantage for those people that played on a 3G. But now that everyone trains on them, you know, most players are used to playing on 3G. So it's not too much of a home advantage. Although I think their home record's pretty good. So to come here and get a result is really pleasing. You know, just gets us back on track. And, you know, we'll look to kick on now.
Okay, mate. Thanks very much.
Cheers, mate.